Y94.
Y94. The number one hit music station, played all the hits. We're Zero, Rad, and Maggie. Amber, you want to kick off the Playhouse vent line on this fine Monday, please?
Hey, I just wanted to vent about when girls start saying that they're having a blonde moment, and they're not even blonde. They're not even a bottle blonde. It's just a brunette girl blaming it on a different hair color, and it doesn't even make any sense. How would you be having a blonde moment when you're brunette? You're clearly just stupid and trying to blame it on something else. Like, you saying being blonde is being stupid when, no, you're just, you have dark hair and you're just stupid anyway. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even make any sense.
So the message you're trying to send this morning is, it isn't a blonde moment, you're just a brunette being a dumbass. Seems to be. Maggie, a rebuttal as a brunette.
I don't even know really what to say to that.
No?
No.
No, you're good?
I think that's kind of the whole point of a blonde joke, right? Like, having a blonde moment.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I didn't really understand her vent.
I'm just sitting here being uber intelligent with my brown. I guess we all have brown hair.
Yeah.
Never mind. Well, I guess we're just too smart for that sort of issue. 237 hits. You can text 35270 the Playhouse vent line. You look like a guy that has something to be cranky about today.
I do. And I don't know if you guys will be on with this with me, but have you guys ever heard of the show called The People's Couch?
Nope.
No.
It's on Bravo.
That's why I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, and I stumbled across it. It's on Sunday nights. This is literally a show about watching people watch TV shows. So they film people sitting on a couch watching TV shows. And it's that moment where I'm like, is this really where we're at? Now we're making shows where you watch people watching TV shows. There's nothing better out there, Bravo. Really?
How many hours of this did you watch?
I think I put in maybe 2 minutes and I went, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's really trippy when you turn on the channel and it's you watching the show on the TV.
Give it time.
It's just live. It's like a webcam on front of the TV. Your vents at 237 hits. You can text 35270 as well.
Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse for Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Good morning. The Valley's number one hit music station is Y94. In the middle of the Playhouse vent line, sound off, get whatever off your chest, and then, you'll go into Monday, the brand new week, with nothing bothering you. Or at least that's the theory of it. At 237 hits, you can text 35270 Playhouse Facebook page. That works too. What's your vent today? Hi.
My biggest pet peeve is when people put a status on Facebook that says they're so upset about something or something horrible happened, and then you ask them what happened and they say they don't want to talk about it.
And don't put it on there begging for attention then. I'm having a bad day. What's wrong? What's wrong, pumpkin? I won't talk about it. All right, I'm sorry. I didn't realize somebody's teen angst in their 30s was going to spill all over social media. I apologize for worrying about you. I've learned my lesson, though. I'm gonna send you Farmville requests, and that's the extent of our internet relationship, okay? Your vent today.
Honestly, the only thing in the world I can't stand is people go in, take the chip out of the bag, dip in, take a bite, and put it back in the dip again.
Gross.
Knowing that there are four other people that are gonna be eating that, it's the most unbearable thing in the world.
Is that anything like double dipping?
All double dippers should be executed.
Okay, that sounds moderately extreme to me. I've also never been at a party with a guy that takes a bite out of a chip and then puts it back in the bag. That's really peculiar. Yuck. Some texted ones.
When the guy actually gives his wife the flowers and she still yells at him.
Yeah.
Somebody else says, my vent, can the Vikings ever find a quarterback who can actually do something? My boyfriend actually told me he hates fall because I won't wear my slutty clothes. Really? You couldn't find a better word than slutty?
I was going to say, I actually understand the logic.
I do.
But you don't say that.
But you can't call them slutty. Okay. I think I understand the difference. Your vent.
Hi, I'm calling because I actually really do enjoy your show. It's awesome. But there's just one thing I really don't appreciate. I don't appreciate the media trying to get people to quit smoking. I mean, I respect everybody's opinions, and, you know, if you want to quit, quit, but don't push the issue on me.
everybody has a choice to do whatever they want. And right now, I like to smoke, so it's something that I'm going to continue to do.
Okay. You know, I don't think we make a habit out of trying to save anybody from anything. You bungee jump without a cord for all I care. I don't think we... do we do a lot of that? I'd never heard that on the show before. We appreciate the vent. Your vent's at 237 hits. You can please don't bungee jump without a cord. I'm kidding. I'm being sarcastic. I don't want you to do that. Text 35270 as well. And Macklemore. It's sad when I actually fear she might. Don't do it, please.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Yeah, I don't think technically this was a sin.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I mean, there's nothing about it in the Bible.
Y94.